David Kendall, telling the story of the golden apple. And first I want to say that this story was told to my children when they were very young, and then it was told in German to Holger Krickeberg, the son of Klaus Krickeberg, and that was the first time it was seriously written down. And since then, with the help of children, children of mathematicians in very many countries, it's been translated into Russian and into French and into German I think into Bulgarian and Romanian and certainly into Polish and other languages too. But this time I'm going to tell it in English. Once upon a time, very long ago, and I remember that in the Russian version one has to say here, Uzhe Davno, there was an old poor man who lived near a forest, and he was walking through the forest wondering what on earth he could do to earn more money to help his wife and his children. And as he was going along, suddenly there was a flash of lightning, and he looked up, and there stood a magician. Or perhaps you might like me to say, a volshebnik. The magician had a long red beard and green eyes, and he frightened the old man very much, who stood trembling with fear and wondering whether to run away or whether to stand still and hope that the magician would not notice him. But of course, the magician had already seen him, and in a very sturdy voice he said, "Now, tell me this. Would you like to have a golden apple?" And the old man, who was standing there, not knowing what to do, babbled rather and then said, "But that's a stupid question, because this is a pine forest. Now, if this had been an apple tree forest, it might have made some sense to ask whether I would like a golden apple. But who ever heard of golden apples growing on pine trees?" The magician looked very angry, and he said, "You are a fool. Of course one wouldn't expect to find golden apples growing on apple trees. Only ordinary apples grow on apple trees. But this is not an apple tree forest. This is a pine tree forest, and therefore possibly a golden apple might be found here. Are you interested in my proposition or not?" And his eyes flashed very terribly. So the old man, who didn't really see what else he could do, said yes, he would listen to what the magician had to say. "Very well then," said the magician. "You see this tree here?" And he pointed to what was perhaps the tallest tree in the forest. "Climb it. Climb it to the very top, and there you will find the golden apple. And when you have brought it down safely to the bottom, you will find a wheelbarrow, and in this you will put the apple and take it home to your wife." So the old man looked at the tree, and he put his head back, and he looked higher up, but he couldn't see the top of the tree, and he put his head still farther back and looked right up into the sky. And there was the tree, but not the top of the tree. All he could see was the tree piercing through a big fluffy cloud and apparently proceeding higher and higher up beyond it. But he was so frightened of the magician that although he was very much afraid of climbing trees and very much afraid of heights, he thought it would be best to try to climb the tree, because then at least he would get away from the terrible glance of these frightening green eyes. So, in a very clumsy sort of way, he began to climb up the trunk of the tree. And he climbed, and he climbed, and he climbed, and he climbed, until at last he came to the top of the tree, and when he got there, he looked up, and there was still some more tree. So he climbed, and 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 at last he got to the top of the tree, but when he looked up, there was still some more tree. And so he climbed, and he climbed, and he climbed, and suddenly, without expecting it, he found he was at the top of the tree, and there, on the very top branch, was a golden apple. So, of course, he picked it. But it was terribly heavy, because it was made of gold. He was very much afraid that he would drop it, so he put it in his pocket. And now he began to climb down the tree, and this was not so difficult, because the golden apple was very heavy indeed, and it pulled the old man down, and so it was not so much a matter of climbing down as sliding down. And he slid, and he slid, and he slid, and he slid, until he got to the bottom of the tree, or so he thought, but when he looked down between his feet, there was still some more tree. And so he slid, and he slid, and he slid, and he slid, and when he got to the bottom of the tree, he looked, and to his surprise, it really was the bottom, and he stepped off onto the ground, and the magician had vanished. But there, standing beside the foot of the tree, was a wheelbarrow. And he took the apple out of his pocket, and put it into the barrow, and wheeled it home to his wife. Now, of course, his wife had become very worried, because the old man had been a long time away from home, and it was getting dark, and she'd come along the path to look for him. And then she saw him coming closer, with a wheelbarrow in front of him, and some enormous, round, gold object in the wheelbarrow. And when they met, the old man stopped, and told his wife what had happened. And his wife and he chose the other half, and they ate them. That was the end of the story of the apple, and the end of this story too.